listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Getting down. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I will never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. And I will dream, if heaven was this, there's no place I'd rather be. I don't wanna ruin our friendship, no. I will never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow. If you could just ever don't ship, no, I would never take you for granted, and now I know we would be good together forever somehow if you could just ever leave him.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin coming at you today from the Key of Awesome Music podcast, where we talk about all things awesome with a focus on music. Today's episode is actually a poem that I recently wrote. And when I mean recently, I mean within the last week or so. I was on a run in the morning, and sometimes when I'm on my run, my mind wanders. And it just got me thinking about how sometimes people claim to be really busy. And are they really busy? Or is it just something that they're kind of making up in their mind? So I'm not sure if maybe you know someone or around anybody in your life who says, "I can't, I'm busy," or answer with, "I've been busy," when asked, "How you doing?" or "How's life?" at a party or in a conversation. Really? Is that really the excuse we give these days? Let's face it, everyone's busy. But do you make the time for the things and people you really care about, or just use busy as an excuse to show how important, quote unquote, you make yourself out to be? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of hearing this sort of thing. It's the lazy man's way out of actually having a conversation about what's going on. So, without further ado, here is Busy Is As Busy Does. And you'll notice that there will be a change of mind halfway through. And that's all I'm going to say. When you create lists of things to do, busy is as busy does. When you bite off more than you can chew, busy is as busy does. When you commit to things but don't know why, busy is as busy does. When emotions are at an all-time high, busy is as busy does. When you say yes but inside it's no, busy is as busy does. When you go and go but not with the flow, busy is as busy does. When your patience is just wearing thin, busy is as busy does. When your love for life is gone with the wind, busy is as busy does. When you wake up every day in dread, busy is as busy does. When you say, "I'll sleep when I am dead," busy is as busy does. When you've lost your way and can't be found, busy is as busy does. When you feel all you do is run around, busy is as busy does. When a calendar isn't filled with plans, busy is as busy does. When time just flies and doesn't land, busy is as busy does. When you follow what the world thinks you should, busy is as busy does. Instead of doing things for the greater good, busy is as busy does. Sometimes there is nowhere to go, busy is as busy does. No place to be but right at home, busy is as busy does. There's nothing wrong with standing still, busy is as busy does. Sometimes we need to just be chill, busy is as busy does. Take a walk and shoot the breeze, busy is as busy does. Water plants and watch the trees, busy is as busy does. Spend a day in quiet prayer, busy is as busy does. Instead of running here and there, busy is as busy does. Find purpose and meaning in work, busy is as busy does. Be selfless to a fault and serve, busy is as busy does. Give and give and give some more, busy is as busy does. And get it back tenfold for sure, busy is as busy does. Do a deed for someone else, busy is as busy does. And don't expect it for yourself, busy is as busy does. Be with family and with friends, busy is as busy does. In the moment until it ends, busy is as busy does. Life is short and sweet enough, busy is as busy does. Let's not forget to live in love, busy is as busy does. And there you have it. That's today's episode. Have a good one, guys. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Rock and roll.
since I've played the game. What goes where and who says when it's too late? Like a long walk on the beach, we find a way for us to meet. Connect in touch with a memory of you. Yes, I will. Said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. You said give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. I lost a step or two when it came undone. We're just a piece in a part of it, a lot of fun. You're the apple of my eye, the size of heaven and pumpkin pie. Sweet dream that finally came true. Yes, it did. They all said you need to run away, but we just left and found our perfect place. You said give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. Sha-la-la, 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 sha-la-la. Said, give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Give me your heart, which just fits so well. We're falling in love as far as I can tell. Never thought I'd ever find the one for me. Said, give me a chance, we can make a life. I'm falling for you, now it's do or die. Make each other better together, my puzzle piece. 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 My puzzle piece.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast coming at you today to talk about having the best day of your life. If we have the right mindset about it, especially as it pertains to a popular song I'm sure we've heard of. So, do you feel like you're struggling or dealing with something that is overwhelming or too high of a mountain to climb? Do you feel like you've been in a rut or a slump and haven't been able to break through? If you answered yes to any of these questions, that's okay. You're not alone. Most of us struggle with something in life and have to figure out a way to deal with it and come out on the other side wiser, healthier, and stronger. Some struggles may be visible while others are not. Something like a physical disability or deformity is easy to see that there is an outward struggle. If you struggle from anxiety or depression, it's more difficult to pinpoint that there is a struggle unless, of course, you share with people that there is a lot of inner turmoil brewing. Bottom line is, no one goes unscathed through this life. If there's a way to sum this up into a single quote, I'd like to compare it to this. Life is 10% what happens to us and 90% on how we deal with it. Do we make the best or most of the situation, or do we let it get the best of us? We have to really be intentional and consciously aware of controlling emotions when they arise so as to not fly off the handle or go off the deep end, so to speak. The idea of not sweating the small stuff comes to mind as well. So how do we make every day the best day then? It's simple. Choose to be happy by being in the moment. Put others in front of yourself, therefore embodying the golden rule, expressing gratitude and thanksgiving for a nice gesture done for you, and appreciating the beautiful world around us, like mountains, lakes, rivers, oceans, flowers, etc. I know it's easy for someone to say, choose to be happy, right? Who is happy, probably. But what if you're not happy with the way your life is going? And today's the day to change it. Not just follow, but truly live out your dreams and passions. Start by something simple that maybe you take for granted without even knowing it. Like being able to get out of bed and be 6 feet on this side of the ground. Expressing gratitude for something like this can do wonders, and you'll begin to see small changes like this over time, which turn into bigger changes. Think of it as a positive chain reaction, a domino effect that will trickle into every part of your life, and inevitably, those closest around you. This is one way of making the world a better place, really. So with that said, I felt compelled to dig deeper into the meaning of each line of the following song, and how I picture every line in consciously making every day the best day. Here are the lyrics to Best Day of My Life, written by the American authors, with my view on each line that I have written out in maybe a parenthesis sort of way. But I won't sing it a cappella for you. I'll just read the line and then give my two cents on it. So here's the first line. I had a dream so big and loud. So my two cents is, what a great way to think about dreams as being big and loud. To me, this is such a positive sentiment. About things being a big dream or something big is usually a tall or monumental sort of thing. Standing tall, standing loud, singing loud and proud, right? These are all good positive things. The next line is, I jumped so high I touched the clouds. And my two cents on that is, it's an exaggeration, yes, but wow, being able to jump that high, feeling like you're on top of the world is another happy, positive, or elated feeling. The next line is, I stretch my hands out to the sky. And my two cents on that is, being open to beautiful things and allowing the sun and people to come in as a warming welcome into your arms. The next line is, we dance with monsters through the night. So my two cents on that is, it's a metaphor for having a blast in a party with random strangers as well as literal monsters, like turning a nightmare situation and the boogie monster, quote unquote, into a friend. That's really kind of the sentiment that Jesus and Martin Luther King talked about, is loving your enemies, right? And that comes into there too, comes into play. The next line is, I'm never going to look back. And my two cents on that is, it's pretty obvious. Just keep moving forward. Forward motion and progress is positive. The next line is, never going to give it up. And my two cents, which is common sense, I feel like, is the idea of never giving up, which is a strong position to hold for sure. The next line that they have is, please don't wake me now. And my two cents is, man, this dream that you're sort of living and embodying and envisioning for yourself is the best day of your life. You don't want it to end. So don't wake me up from this state that I'm in right now. And here comes the chorus where they say, this is going to be the best day of my life a few times. And then they say, my life, with an exaggeration on the I's in that word. And to me, that's just recognition of all the great things you have in your life by what you just talked about in the verse, and telling yourself that's going to be a great day from the get-go. So we put yourself in a positive mindset right away. Therefore, your day is just going to be awesome because you already set it out to be awesome. And then comes the second verse, where they say, I howled at the moon with friends. And my two cents is, you're just having a blast letting loose, letting go with people whom you have a common bond with, which is a beautiful thing. And the next line is, and then the sun came crashing in. My two cents on that is, kind of like pulling an all-nighter, living it out, being in the moment, watching the sunrise can be a very transcendental and existential moment in time that you just kind of want to bottle up and capture. And the next line they have is, but all the possibilities. And my two cents is, thinking of all the great things in the horizon that you have planned for yourself and the opportunities that are out there in the world, thinking of them as positive things and not an overwhelming sort of thing. The next line is, no limits, just epiphanies. And so that's just a beautiful thing. My two cents is revelations of the world around us and making sense of the things in life, kind of making correlations with different things, all positive things, and getting your mind to work in in meaningful, positive ways. So, yeah, that's where we lead up until the second chorus, where they say the same thing again about having the best day of your life. So we're not going to repeat that. And there comes the bridge, which is pretty much the last section we haven't touched upon yet, where they say, I hear it calling outside my window, which my two cents is listening to the beauty of silence, possibly, or just trying to pay attention to all the sounds and the noises that the world has for us. Birds chirping, the sound of cars blaring, the trees moving in the wind, when water falls in a waterfall or a river or a lake or something along those lines. There are so many different sounds, to just pay attention to them, right? The next line that they have is, I feel it in my soul. And that seems pretty obvious to me. Like, you know, certain things that you feel, you have an intuition, you feel deep in your gut. These are the things that really keep you moving on and have that, light that fire inside for you to continue to down the path that you're on, or maybe make a change. It's just about being open to exploring the world around us. The next line is, the stars were burning so bright. And my two cents is, I love this image of the stars lighting up the night sky. It's beautiful. The next line is, the sun was out till midnight. My two cents is, of course, this doesn't make sense, but it's just a celebration of a day. And sometimes it is out till midnight if you live in Alaska or by the Northern Lights, right? So if you're in those parts of the world, it really is out until then. And it's just about kind of like wanting the day not to end because it's been such a great day. And the last line that they have in the bridge is, I say we lose control. And my two cents is, letting go of control of things can be very liberating. As much as it can be a little scary, because a lot of us do want to have control over everything in our life, once we start letting go of it a little bit, the floodgates will open and so many things will come to you, and instead of you trying to force them to happen. So yeah, that's my I guess more than two cents there, since there's a lot of verses. But the idea is, you get it. You can make every day the best day. Like they said, it's just about how we think about it, how we put ourselves in the position in our minds to have that great day. And what a better time to start than right here, right now. So that's it for today, everyone. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music podcast. Be good, guys.
Southern way of living, and I'm giving.
to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line.